Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of Pixelated Perfect. I'm Diane. I'm the host. And today we are doing another FAQ episode. Today's FAQ episode is going to focus on feedback. So the goal is to help you, the designer, to have some tools for how to receive feedback and just how to get better at giving feedback as well. So this is something at TDP that is one of our core values, is getting feedback, receiving feedback, and being able to have those conversations. So this one is near and dear to my heart and extremely important to me and the design project team. So let's get into it. The first kind of question I want to start with is, what is feedback and why is it important? So as designers, we are working in an environment where there is no right or wrong answers for the most part. It's creative, it's coming up with concepts. Of course, there's constraints that we have to think about, there's rules to follow, there's best practices, but overall, it is not math. There is not an equation that will get us to this one result. And so in that case, feedback is really important to be able to brainstorm ideas, to be able to come up with and present the best designs we can for the user by getting feedback from everyone on what it makes sense, what doesn't make sense, where are you struggling, what looks good, what doesn't look good, why. And that's why it's so important, because us as designers, if we work in a silo alone, we are our own biases. And so we might not see the full picture. And that's why putting it in front of other people and gaining that feedback is so valuable to the end goal of what we're trying to build. So that's getting off my soapbox. That is basically feedback. So there's kind of, I want to talk about feedback in terms of, if you're a solo designer working in a startup, you're doing your own thing, you're a freelancer, how are you able to get feedback? And then also, if you're on a team, how can you be best at getting feedback? So if you're working alone, say you are that sole designer in a new startup, one of the best ways to get feedback is stakeholders and users or potential users. So along the process, you should, at every single step and every single chance, you should be opening the discussion to others, whether it's the developers, whether it's the project managers. There should be discussions. It should not be you taking a brief and just designing on your own. You need to be getting that feedback. And so some great ways to get feedback are at each little step, at maybe it could even be daily, whatever that makes sense for your team, is showing where you left off and asking specific questions. So something that is really important is, at different stages of the design process, we're looking for different feedback. So if you're at a wireframe stage, you're not looking for feedback on UI, right? So you also need to help those people giving feedback understand what they're giving feedback about. And so if you're kind of on your own, it's even more of a process, because they might not know design. So you're like, okay, here's a quick sketch. What do you think about this flow of a user clicking on this button and it opening this screen, blah, 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 whatever that looks like? You should be sending that out to everyone you can at every stage and gathering that feedback. And then it's not you making that decision based on your own biases. It's making that decision as a team, or understanding how people are interacting with that. And that's super, super important. And that's how I suggest, like, as a one designer, getting feedback is literally just, if it's a stakeholder, if it's a friend, whatever, just getting some form of feedback early and often, and pivoting and iterating and building. And this is also probably another FAQ episode, but like, how do you show the value of doing these steps to those stakeholders? And how do you explain why it's important to get that feedback? I think we can definitely dive deeper into that at another time. But what I will say is, it's kind of based on explaining the ROI of design, right? So like, by doing these quick, getting this quick feedback early and often, you are actually saving time in the end, because if you work through in your own world, you work on this design, you make pixel perfection, the devs build it, and then you put it out in the world and users don't like it, that's way more costly than if you spend a little bit more time up front getting that feedback and tweaking those designs before it even goes to development. So that's kind of, there's way more to talk about there, but that's kind of the high level reason how you can kind of push for getting that early and often feedback. So let's talk about a team, how to get feedback on a team. So there should definitely be a process and a setup, and it depends on your team. And we work agile with a lot of our customers. So I think it is like scheduling that time once a week, twice a week, no matter what, is you are getting feedback from the stakeholders, from users, whatever that looks like. And then within your team, so if you have other designers, so something we do at the design project is every week we have a weekly design review where all the designers come together, they get to share the work they're working on and get feedback from everyone on the team. So everyone on the team is designers, is co-founders, whoever that is, they're there to kind of offer their two cents and their feedback so that we say that we're giving the best we can to our customers versus that designer just, again, working in that silo. So we want to open that up. And there's a process. There should definitely be like an understanding when you start a project of like, when are we looking for feedback? How often are we looking for feedback? And so that you have these steps ingrained into your process so that your team is completely on board of when you're looking for feedback, what kind of feedback you're looking at each stage and working within that team to be able to provide that feedback, to know when you're iterating and to move forward. So I think when everyone is on the same page and everyone is involved in that feedback loop, that leaves room for everyone to grow and understand the problems and to face them together. Instead of, say, you're working in a team, but your team is split. And you have the design team, and then you have the developer team, and then the design team makes all these decisions and goes out and does this research and then hands it off to the developers. The developers might find a lot of problems. They're like, oh, wait, we can actually do this, or why would you do this? But by having everyone in that team in that process is a way to make sure that everyone is on the same page, that everyone's having those discussions about that feedback, and everyone's moving together. So I think that's really insightful and something that we try to do with our customers and that we try to do. And I think that really leads to the best design. Let's talk about the actual act of receiving feedback. And how can you as a designer avoid feeling attacked or become defensive? So us as designers, we build something and we put out in the world and we're excited about it, and then we get negative feedback. Our first instinct as designers is to protect it, to speak about it, to get frustrated. And I think that it's really hard. And I think it gets to this point where you have to remove the ego out of it, and you have to understand that feedback is meant to, everyone is giving feedback to build the best thing possible. So they're not attacking you. It doesn't have anything to do with you personally. It has to do with how we can build something together that is the best design, that is the best product for your users. And so I think this is a skill that you continuously grow and learn. I think one way to maybe think about getting feedback and being able to defend it if you feel strongly is you should have a reason for everything you design. So whatever flow, whatever process, you can, I think it is important for you to like speak about why you did what you did and why you think it makes sense. And then having a discussion with someone else that maybe thinks differently and agreeing to disagree, coming up with a solution, having those tough conversations at that point to lead to the best designs. So by having a reason behind it, you're not just saying, oh, this is pretty, or this is best because I did it. You need to actually have something concrete. I think that's a really important thing when going in kind of defending your work, is you definitely need to have that and then be open to that discussion. But at the end of the day, you have to just know that collectively you guys are all on the same page. And so I think that's like the best advice I could give for that. And I think it's a learning process. I think it's taken me a long time to feel not always attacked. I think it takes a lot of designers that time and that space to go through it. So it's going to be challenging. Like, it's never not going to be challenging, but you just have to have the right mindset and the right frame. And you also have to have the right place that you're getting and receiving feedback. You need to be feeling like everyone is open and you're all on the same page and everything like that. So it's really important to have that like space to be able to have those feedback sessions. How can I differentiate between subjective and objective feedback? And what should I do with each type? This is an interesting question. So I think you have to understand, like, when someone is giving feedback on a specific element, it is understanding what is the feedback about. Is it to better the user? Is it feedback that is backed by data, is backed by research, or is it an opinion of someone? And I think the best way to distinguish that is also to ask questions like, oh, why do you feel this way? Why do you suggest this doesn't work? And again, like I said, you should have reasons for why you did what you did. They should have reasons for why they're giving feedback and be like, oh, because this is how I feel. And you need to be in that space and on a team that like understands that and appreciates that and has those conversations of, what is this feedback about? Do I feel like I can engage with this person and understand, like, is this subjective, objective? How is this feedback going to impact the design? Can we talk about it together? So I guess that's really important to understand. And I think another thing to think about is who's giving the feedback. So there are a lot of customers of ours, and then just in general in the design world, is there is that decision maker, whether it's the CEO, the founder, and they feel near and dear to their heart and they have an opinion and they might not have anything to back it, but they feel strongly about it. And us as designers and as a team have to just do it. And so I think it's recognizing and you feeling like you were able to defend and explain why that doesn't make sense the best you could. But at the end of the day, if that stakeholder and that main decision maker tells you to do something, and you are not in a position where you're in a team where you guys have come to an agreement, I think the best thing to do is to do two things, is to do what they asked and then also to do what you asked. And if you can actually put it in front of a user and get feedback from it, I think that's really like, hey, let's take all the opinions out of this and let's just put it in front of users and let's get real data to back up A/B testing and go with that option. So I think that's something to keep in mind is, as a team or as you're getting feedback and receiving feedback, if you guys get into this loop of everyone has their own opinions, no one really knows what to do and you're just stuck, you need to get out there and you need to show your work and you need to get data and you need to get feedback from users to understand what works and what doesn't. So I think that's really great thing about product design, UX design, is that it isn't just like feelings. There's a lot more to it so that you can actually push for getting that data to back up any decisions that your team makes. What are some techniques for handling difficult or negative feedback, and how can I maintain a positive attitude and mindset? I think we talked about this one, feeling attacked if you're receiving feedback. Again, I think it's taking ego out, which I know is a lot easier said than done. But I think it's really important to recognize that you're not being attacked, or you shouldn't be attacked. You should be in a safe space to be able to share ideas. I also think practice. I think the more that you feel comfortable giving feedback, getting feedback, the more that you will be open to it. So I think like a lot of more junior designers, they're still like questioning their decisions. And so they might feel like, oh no, I did it wrong. And it's not doing it wrong, right? It's like you needed to do that step to be able to understand and to get that feedback to know that that wasn't the best decision based on many factors. And so I think the more senior and the more you grow as a designer is the more impactful that feedback is, because you know you're really working with a team. And so I think if you think about letting go of those negative feelings, the more you can focus on growing as a designer, and growing as a designer means being able to get feedback and give feedback in a more neutral way, with the end goal being building the best thing you can. How to deal with customers that don't give feedback. This is a good one. Is like we kind of talked about, is there sometimes there's decision makers that are like, I don't care what you say, this is what I want to do, which we talked about. And there's also some people that are like, I don't know. I trust you. Do whatever. And in this case, this is also kind of a not the best experiences because they probably have opinions, but they feel like you are the expert. So they're going to let you take it on. But I think in a team setting, everyone has a role and everyone has something, an expertise that they can share that's super valuable. So I think it's really important for you to the designer to create and facilitate a space where you explain the importance of feedback and how everything, every piece of feedback you get is going to help push the team to build something better. And so if no one's giving feedback and you get to the end, there's definitely the chance of it not, you weren't able to build something in the best way possible because you didn't get that information you needed out of someone, or it kind of flops because you feel like you're again working in the silo. So I think that's an important part of feedback is you need to make sure you're getting it and you're receiving it. How can I create a feedback culture within my team or organization? And what are the benefits of doing so? Feedback culture is near and dear to my heart, like I talked about at the beginning. And I think having that culture where people feel like they can give feedback and get feedback is what creates a really strong team and bond. Being able to have those difficult conversations and being able to disagree is what makes your relationship with your teammates, with your company, with your stakeholders, with your customers so powerful, is being able to get to that next level with them and know that you're all building something together that's going to solve a problem. And so without that feedback culture, you're basically all kind of working in silos, building on one person's ideas and not coming together and not putting it out there in the space and getting feedback. So I think if you're building a product, if you're a designer in a company, there's no situation where feedback is not going to get you to a better place. And so I think that just makes, like we said, strong culture internally makes teammates feel heard, makes teammates feel like they can bond with their other teammates. I think from a business standpoint, you're really understanding who your users are, you're getting feedback from them, you're really building something for them that's solving their problems, which means the company is going to be successful and grow, hopefully. So those are kind of my overall thoughts on feedback. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks.